How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more.
As Alfred Drake reminds us in that song from the musical Gigi, growing up has never been easy, as many young people discover as they battle with the complexities of modern living. Canberra-based author and playwright Moira Pierlot has written a new play, Fragments, based on a series of conversations with 13 to 18-year-olds, which will be given a season in the Street Theatre this month. The director of Fragments is Shelley Higgs, and Shelley joins me in the foyer to talk about Fragments. Shelley, welcome to ArtSound.
Thanks very much for having me.
Tell me about Fragments.
Well, Fragments started out as a collection of stories of young people and how they have different things to deal with in their lives. It's sort of evolved into a much more complete play than that. It started as one, like individual stories, but it's become a collective story as well. So what it's about is these characters have different things they've got to struggle with. There's one of the characters suffers from anxiety. Another has crippling depression, except no one would know that because he's school captain and has a lot of expectations on him on the way he should behave and how people see him. So it's also touching on these hidden things too, that actually a lot of the time there are things going on that we as outside observers have no idea about. Another one of the characters, he sort of lives in this world where tapping and rhythm is the way that he can communicate. He says that people say that he's on the spectrum, but to him, there's nothing wrong with him. It's just that his brain works differently to other people. There's a real mix of interesting characters in the show. I certainly think there's a lot that people can relate to. And yeah, it's just about having these eight different stories come together to, I guess, give us a sense of humanity, really.
There's been a lot of emphasis lately on mental illness, and this obviously touches on those areas.
That's right.
And it's sort of a way of allowing people to recognise the varieties of mental illness.
That's right. I think there's still a lot of stigma around mental illness. I think it's not spoken about. It's spoken about more now than it used to be, but still not a lot. Yeah, it gives people just an insight in. And I guess what I'm hoping for with the work is that people recognize these people. They maybe stop and think about like who in their life might be suffering from something that they don't actually talk about or find it hard to talk about, or just ask that question, the are you okay? Like, is everything all right? Because I think it's certainly a journey. People can have fears or anxieties, and sometimes actually all they need is a connection. So if this play can do anything, if it can just help people make that connection by asking a question or thinking about someone in another way, I think that would be helpful.
This is an original play by Moira Pierlot.
Yep.
Was it written as an expose of mental illness, or did it just happen to turn out that way?
The way Moira describes it is that she's sort of been pushed in by her own self to write this. Like, these were characters that wouldn't leave her alone. So I think it's because, yeah, I don't think it was as actually trying to write to mental illness or anything like that. There's also a lot in the play about social media and the effect that that has on people. One of the characters suffers from severe body dysmorphia. She thinks she's fat when there's not an ounce on her. And, I mean, that can go into a very sick place. And so for Moira, it was about just more exploring those things. Like, what is it that makes people have mental health problems? Yeah, what is it actually like for them? I think it's about finding the real is what she was after. I think there's been certain things in her life that triggered her to go, oh, I actually need to write about this. This is something people need to hear.
Obviously, it's about young people. So how did you go about casting it?
Casting it, we asked for a very specific age for the actors. So we wanted people between 17 and 22. To cast, because I think it's important that they appear young. So we actually got our cast within that, nearly within that range. It is important that they, I think, can access the characters, that they sort of remember what it was like adolescence. One of the characters, Vijay, he's a 14-year-old and he's just not good at anything yet, and he's awkward and he doesn't know what he wants to be and he doesn't know how to talk to girls properly. So I think it's great that we've found an actor who's, you know, he's only just turned 18. Like, that stuff's still pretty fresh for him. He can know what that character is going through. But then also there's a bit of maturity to be able to handle the performative tasks, which is why I guess, yeah, I wasn't looking for 13-year-old actors who wouldn't have had as much experience.
My guest is Shelley Higgs, the director of the play Fragments, which will be premiered in the Street Theatre this month. Now, your challenge as a director is to find a form for a new play that hasn't been performed anywhere, and you're working with relatively inexperienced actors.
Yeah.
How did you approach that?
It is a difficulty in the play, but it's also exciting. I guess the challenge of finding a way to speak to the actors and bring this world alive, it's actually taken a couple of weeks to get to the place where I can tell them we're in this abstract world and there's floating glass and you're inside the character's head, and for them to understand what it is that I'm saying. But I guess it was just bit by bit and me being really clear in my mind about what I was trying to achieve. And so then it was just about finding how to communicate that with the cast. And then what's really exciting is when they start offering ideas and getting into it and yeah, having their own things to add.
So physically, what will the show look like?
Physically, it's very abstract, the world that I'm setting it in, because it is so much about being inside these characters' head. I want the audience to feel discomfort at times. I want them to feel the disconnection that the characters feel. And then by the end, I want them to feel a little bit more connected than they were to start with. The scenes, you know, we're using things like cloths, we're using pieces of perspex. You will have giant Instagram feeds as opposed to characters realistically sitting on their phones. So, yeah, we've sort of amplified the themes in it and taken them into this place of abstraction, which means we can do whatever we want, really, which is the exciting thing about it.
Of course, working with Imogen Keane as your designer, yes, she's turned out some remarkable settings.
She is such a talent, and to have her in Canberra, I think we're incredibly lucky. Mm. So, yes, working with Imogen has been great, and it's good to have someone that I can defer to as far as, you know, she has a real nuance for design. And so when it comes to the characters' costumes, we've chosen a very specific palette, like we're going from blues to reds. And so just the way that we've dressed these characters, you'd see them in the foyer and not know that they're in a costume, but on stage there's this connection between them all in what they're wearing.
Subtly, so that you might not even be aware of it,
That's right, exactly. And so I think that's really clever in the way Imogen works.
Tell me about your directing background. What other shows have you done?
Well, I started years ago out of uni when I was an actor, and then I went and trained in RADA in London, and I got back and I decided I was a director. I don't know why that happened in that process, but it did. I think it's given me a good grounding because I know what it is that an actor wants.
Yes.
And also I know what they can bring. So literally sometimes I'm like, okay, guys, you tell me. But yeah, first off, I started with doing independent theatre. My now husband and I started a theatre company, and we would tour in Wagga and Melbourne and Sydney, little shows. We wrote some and I directed those, or I directed some bigger things. It's so long ago now, actually, to be honest. I can't even remember. I loved directing Closer by Patrick Marber. Stuff with drama in it and, you know, real emotion and characters clashing and connecting. Most recently, I did Epitaph at the War Memorial with Ross Mueller. And so that was just a museum piece, which was very different. So that was great to direct. I've done a couple of one-man shows the last couple of years whilst I've had children. So it's sort of been one a year most recently.
Children or shows?
No, not one not one child a year. I have got four, but no, not one child a year, thank goodness. Shows, yes.
So when you're not directing shows,
yes,
or having children, how do you spend your time?
I'm also a professional photographer. Actually, there was a time there where I couldn't sort of reconcile to myself having these two careers, but I realised they're actually the same thing. Being a photographer, you're a storyteller, And as a director, you're a storyteller. Yes. And so when I found that, it makes me feel, yeah, really happy with that combination, because I think being a photographer helps bring a strong visual aesthetic to my work as a director. And also it's observing people. It's also about people skills, and both those things cross over really well too.
All very exciting.
Yes.
Good luck with Fragments. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you so much for coming in and telling us about them.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
The director of Fragments, Shelley Higgs. Fragments opens in the Street Theatre this Wednesday, the 23rd of October, and will run until Sunday, the 27th of October. You can book through the Street Theatre website.
How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all. The feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion. No morning after surprise. No self-delusion. That when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
The tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too.
I'm glad I'm not young anymore.
The longing to end a stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. Eh? I'm glad that I'm not young anymore.
No more frustration. No star-crossed lover am I. No aggravation.
Just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye.
The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before.